Joining us now from Atlanta via Skype is the president of Conscience International, James Jennings. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV. Now, looking at this conference, as we've just mentioned, it's not the first time it's being held at Tel Aviv University. There is this concerted effort of the divide and rule policy. What do you make of that?
Well, Israel has a strong academic community, and it's well connected with the Western world. But it's not surprising, and I think you use the right terminology, when you think about the strategy that Israel has used over time to divide and rule. This is the same policy that or strategy that the Romans used called divide et impera. It's not divide and conquer, but divide and rule. And so they're very interested in studying the issue of the differences within Islam. That's not too surprising. And really, there's nothing intrinsically wrong with studying such things as long as one does it sincerely and if you bring people in who represent that particular point of view. But I'm afraid this is not that.
Indeed, I'd like to pick up on that. How much of this studying do you think is actually transforming and translating into policy, in your opinion?
Well, it's very useful to the strategic goals of Israel to be able to divide every community in the Middle East into its component parts. We can see this being acted out in Syria, and I don't blame the Israelis for that, although they rejoice at it. And certainly within Iraq, we can see the differences that were fueled by Israeli activity for a long time, including supplying arms to the Kurds. And so it fits exactly into the policy that the Israeli state has had for so many years.
Well, by dividing, creating such division, so to speak, what does Israel hope to achieve?
Well, I think that, first of all, you have to understand what Israel is. Israelis pride themselves on being liberal, humane, democratic, but in fact, the opposite is true. If you study all of the statistical data that has come out of Israel, and even Israeli commentators will say that Israel is a far more racist state today than it was in the past. And in fact, the Oscar-nominated film, The Gatekeepers, in which six security chiefs of Israel talk about how stupid and corrupt their leaders have been over time, it's really very astonishing that the West, in particular the United States, still views Israel as a fair-haired boy or one who can do no wrong.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. President of Conscience International, James Jennings, there joining us via Skype from Atlanta. Mr. Jennings, thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV.